Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I've got the doors open. I want you to come in, sit down, relax, and just chill with me for the next 2 hours. I've got the coffee on, and actually I got a nice cup right next to me that I've been sipping on for probably the last 15 minutes. I hope you're doing well. I am doing fabulous. I am getting better and better and better as time goes on. So much of it is up to me, and I had to really, really accept that. You know, sometimes we put too much on other people when we have the power and control to control it ourselves, right? I opened up today's show with what I think is a great song to just make you smile, and that's exactly what it's called, Smile by Queen Aries, one of the most amazing female entertainers down here in Las Vegas, and I cannot wait for the doors to open where I feel safe to be out there and amongst people again. They say June 1st is when Vegas is going to reopen. I don't really know what that looks like. I don't. I guess I should maybe spend some time today and Google that. Like, what does that really entail. But I hope that the artists and entertainers down here are able to get back out there and start doing what they love and they're here to do. And not just Las Vegas, of course, anywhere in the world, because this is just really, really taking a toll on those that, you know, create shows and, you know, publicly are out there amongst us to share their arts and creativity. But my name is Lady Flavor. That's what I've been going by for a long, long time. I built a coffee house back in Seattle, Washington, called Flavor Coffee House. And that's where my passion was really, really birthed in supporting great talents. Right now, it's all over the world. But back then, it was kind of back home. You know, the local talents from music to literature to graphic design, paintings. I supported it all at my coffee house. And then it just expanded where it grew across the United States and now around the globe. Thursday's night, Flavor's group, I did an international show. And I was like, ooh, do I have enough international artists that I could do an hour show? And I was surprised my own self. I had more than enough. And that was very cool for me to be able to just honor them in that way. But if you pay attention to what I do, what I play on my shows, I play music from all walks of life, from all over the world. And I love how I believe it blends together. This is one of the places I believe that you can experience music, you know, that you will probably never experience in life. If you listen to my shows, you know, and you might, you know, find that you're digging on something that you never thought you would. I've got music coming to me from back home and, you know, some young men that I'm really excited is interested in having me play their music, music from, you know, across the waters, as we say, across the pond. You know, from the corners of the United States to another corner, you know, and I had to sit back and just really realize, you know, I'm very blessed and the blessings never stopped, even though it felt like my world was just not working as Lady Flavor. So today's show, I kind of want to talk about the fact, like, I want to get reconnected with you. I want to connect with you. I think that so much has changed when it comes to social media from when I started on. I mean, Facebook alone, I've been on since 2008. Flavor Coffee House was still open at that point. And two of my young coffee house family members said, you know, Lady Flavor, you need to get on Facebook. And I was like, ooh, what is this? I can't decorate the page, you know, because my MySpace, it had leopard print all over it. And I just... I don't know. I wasn't feeling it or whatever. So I said, okay, let me do it, you know, and it wasn't too much fun for me in the beginning. But I got connected with my sister friend out there in Washington, D.C., and she was like, Lady Flavor, you need to get a larger audience because I didn't want more than 200. And she's like, you know, the more people that you have, you know, the more chances you will really connect with, you know, people that are digging what you're doing and can help you take things to the next level. Next thing you know it, you know, I had all these people and it kind of felt pretty good and exciting. I was called Lady Flavor on Facebook and everybody knew me as Lady Flavor, my brand as a radio show host, you know, just really blossomed and stuff. And then at some point, I don't know if I upset somebody on Facebook, whatever, you know, I went round and round with Facebook and they forced my name change to Susan Koshy. So the sad thing for me is people on Facebook call me Susan now instead of identifying me as Lady Flavor. And that's kind of frustrated me. But you know what? I just have to trust that this is all going to work out, that I can build my brand back up and, just do what I love to do. And I've kind of missed it, you know. I think when you're a creative soul and, you know, you are just, you know, wanting to just be out there and just have somebody feel what you're doing and respect it and appreciate it. I think in my own way, it's the same type of feeling as somebody who really is an artist. I'm one that supports the arts, right? So I think that at times it feels the same for me when I want to go above and beyond, you know, who I'm reaching in the moment. But, you know, what can I say? It's the way of life, you know, on the internet. And it's kind of a hit or miss. There has to be a sense of commitment when you're on social media with a purpose. You know, finding that right hashtag, finding that right circle, whatever it is that people are going to pay attention. But they are, you know, slowly they are. And people are coming to me from Holiness to Instagram, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, you know. So, you know, it's getting out there. And I feel more and more, I'm going to say confident, because I think I got to a place where, you know, my confidence wasn't strong. You know, I'm in a new land called Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm away from my support system. People that I've worked with for years, they kind of went on, you know, and are doing their things without me. And I'm just going to keep it real, because that's a fact. You know, I'm kind of like that person that's out of sight, out of mind. And so, you know, in the beginning, we stay connected. And then, you know, eventually it just kind of trickled off, you know. I had to get a job. I worked some crazy hours. You know, it wasn't so easy to get a hold of me. And, you know, I was learning to survive in Las Vegas. So, but right now I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling very, very good. So I want to connect with you. If you're a creative soul, or if you love creative souls, let's connect. I'm on all the social medias. Most of the social media sites, it's Lady Flava, possibly Lady Flava 206 or Lady Flava 702. And you know, let's connect. You know, there's some great talents out there that deserve, you know, to have these platforms, to be exposed to our audiences. And I want to connect with you, the creative soul, so that, you know, if I'm feeling what you're doing, I'm going to support you. I'm going to have you on my radio shows. Maybe I could do a feature with you. We could do an interview. You know, I'm working out the kinks on how that might all work out, because, you know, Blog Talk is kind of challenging these days. But let me get back to playing some music for you and just do what I do. And loving on you guys, hanging out with me on Morning Coffee with Flava.
out of nine, and every gray is silver lining. You'll have to pardon the cliches. I know it's all a bit of always hard to break, and commitments often end up in mistakes. So I promise to commit myself, won't do. I want to be everything to you.
to unwind. I was so stressed out, but today I'm gonna let my head down. I'm looking forward to explore. Can't wait for the night, we'll be taking flights, touch your heights, whatever I just like. For you, I'll put your favorite dress on. For you, I'll even wear my hair long. And even though I might be overdressed, so long as you're impressed, guess what we are doing tonight?
You ready?
It's just like a date night, a date night. Baby, love me tonight, tonight. It's just like a date night. You mesmerize, take you back to the water where we watch the ocean rise. When you whisper those sweet nothings, make me feel like something. If only we went back in time. For you, I'll put your favorite dress on. For you, I'll even wear my hair long. And even though I might be overdressed, so long as you're impressed, guess what we are doing tonight? Oh, it's just like a date night, a date night. Baby, love me tonight, tonight. It's just like a date night.
Now you think it's cool, tell me when we gonna
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, where I share a variety of independent music from here in Las Vegas. I started out today's set with Queen Aries, to ending this last set with a talent out of Seattle, Washington, Tiffany Wilson. You just never know what music I'm going to play and what direction I might go on this particular show, because I wing it every time. I'm not one of those people that plan out my show. Maybe I should, I don't know, but this is kind of how I do things. So in this last set, I played Brandon Williams with Everything, featuring my dear, dear friend Matt Cusin. Going into Peter Wayne out there on the East Coast with I'll Give You My Heart. Adrian Archie with So I Know. My girl Terry Remsen with Date Night. And I saw her perform recently. It was awesome. It was awesome. I've got a review that I need to do, and maybe I'll do that today. But, yeah, she's a great, great talent. I'm happy to have her in Las Vegas, and look forward to seeing what direction she goes with what she's come here to do. And then, like I said, I closed out the set with Tiffany Wilson out of Seattle, Washington, with Me and You. The one thing I love about music, the one thing I love about art, is that it can take you in so many directions, just depending on your mood, you know, what you're feeling at that moment. One of my colleagues is actually a painter. I don't know when she's going to come out and let people know this, but did one of her pieces. And every time I look at it, it's just kind of gives me a different feeling in a sense, but the one thing that's common is it's peaceful. So I think in my own mind, I've named this piece peaceful, because it's just calming. It's very, very calming. The music, it could be like just a groove that you're just needing to feel, or it could be the words feeding your soul. You know, music can take you in so many directions too. So many times when I do my shows, I'm just over here gigging. I'm moving, but that's one of the things that's important to me, is to make sure that I have ways of getting movement in my days. And so music, you know, with that rhythm and everything, it just, you know, just get me to groove and just over here playing songs on the radio. So what direction does music take you? What do you gravitate towards, you know? You might send me a message at flavorslounge@gmail.com and just let me know. I don't know what I'm going to do about Blog Talk Radio, because I've been on here since 2009, but there's challenges with, you know, people calling in. There's an option for people to call in. Had a conversation with Blog Talk about that. They said that it had to do with T-Mobile and Metro PC. I have T-Mobile. I don't know what to say about that, but because I like talking to people, and that's one of the things that I miss about being on the radio, is having people call into my shows. But hopefully I can work it out. Otherwise, I may venture out and see if there's another platform that can kind of provide me with what I would like to do. I'm starting to gradually put it out there that I have a new project that I'm embarking on. It does not take away from my passion for independent original art and music, but I have committed myself to take on documenting the history of some of the great Black entertainers down here. There's some phenomenal talents down here that I don't think have been really given the opportunity to really be known, you know, and have their story told. There aren't very many avenues of people that are reaching out and wanting to write about the talents down here. And think about that, you know, for your own self. Who are you connected to that could help you tell your story and have it documented on the internet? You know, who's writing about you? Who's video recording you? Who's taking pictures of you? Really think about that as we come out of the pandemic, because those directions help you get in front of other audiences, or it helps you build a popularity, because the more that somebody can Google you, you know, the larger your audience could be. And I think for so many of us, right, we do this because we want to get in front of more people. The more exposure, the potential for more opportunities, right? So I kind of titled the topic of today's show, like, let's get connected. You know, I feel like with some of the shifts in social media, you know, I'm a little bit more disconnected now. But I think that it's up to me to figure out my creative ways of trying to get out there. So yesterday, oh my goodness, you should have seen me. I was trying to get on social media, on Facebook Live, to try to see if I could, you know, get some people to pop on with me. Now, when I used to do it, you know, there would be a significant amount of people that would follow me on Facebook Live. Now, I wasn't getting any bites. I did one in the morning, took it down. I did one right after I got home from work, took it down. I don't know. I think I did about 4 attempts yesterday. And then last night, maybe 9 o'clock or so, Pacific Standard Time, I got on there. And it was just a handful of people, but it was awesome because it was people that knew me from my past as being Lady Flava, one of the amazing talents, Akua, from my coffee house. She's one of my coffee house family members. She popped on there, so it was awesome to get reconnected with her. And, you know, so, you know, I didn't do a whole lot of talking, but it felt like, you know, I was reconnecting and with Tasha Britton and, you know, so it was good. It was good to do that. So I think I'm going to try to do that a little bit more to see if I can just get reconnected with some people, because what I'm doing here on the radio, of course, I want more music to play. I want more people listening to the shows. I'm grateful for the international following that I have right now. That's pretty interesting and amazing. So thank you to my international listeners. And I want to thank all the artists who have been sending me music. If you want to have your music heard on Flava's Lounge Radio, just get at me at flavaslounge@gmail.com. I want to know your artist name. I want to know where you're from. I want to know what the genre you call your music, because I might call it something different. Sometimes I'll be honest. I'm like, what is this sound? What category should it go under? And I don't know. I'm a person who likes to put things in categories, even though it can be kind of blurred what it might actually really fit under. But let me know what your genre is. Then I want some high-quality recorded MP3s. I want to know who you are and about you. So I want an artist bio. I want at least an artist bio. Back in the day, it was all about the EPK and this and that. And I love EPKs. I love to see how people get creative and how they present themselves. There's nothing like a clickable link to send to somebody that you're trying to get in front of to capture their attention. You know, it's all about the pitch, that short little pitch that you send, a visual picture, you know, that may capture their attention. And then a link that they can click on to take them to more information about who you are and what you do. So I want to know about you. I want to kind of know how you started, where you've been, and what you want to do in the future. So send me an artist bio. But and then if you're sending me new music, definitely send me links where your music can be bought, or excuse me, I'm sorry, where you can be supported more, you know, where people can find out about you. Once in a while, I will troll out there. I'll put a post out and say, you know, if you have some music that you've got on the internet that, you know, you're wanting people to buy, I'm in the mood to buy some music, and I've only had the opportunity to purchase two independent artist music lately. That hasn't picked up and gone over well, but I'm not going to stop because even though I feel as a radio show host who's playing the music for great, great talents, you know, I believe that there are points when it's okay for me to step up and support financially by supporting, by purchasing your music and then playing it on the radio. But I want to jump back in and play some more music. Let me see, which direction do I want to go? You know, I'm going to play this piece. It's a new piece by Sam Hankins, and it's called It's Okay.
Thank you. by the window in a downtown coffee bar, watching people passing by, making people watching remarks. Sometimes we would laugh so hard we cry. Ain't it good to know memories never die? Sunday morning driving, listening to our favorite oldies. Top down, your hands in the air, dashboard dancing under your feet. I'd love to hear you laugh and see you smile. Ain't it good to know memories never die? Oh. Road trips with nowhere to go, hanging out with nothing to do. Those were the best times of my life. Oh, how I miss you.
To the bullshit at dice games, days in the sunshine and rain. I said it's hard to abstain, addictive like prescriptive Medicaid. From realities, recoveries, to upfronts, to subtleties, to what is working, what settles me. Need to escape this place, so mask my face, breathe in this intake. Spirit blown, wanna share it like a drone. Get a view into my pew and witness. This is just the business.
For those who's trying, I'm stress reliever. and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. This will be the last song I ever dedicate to you, 'cause the truth is you're not worth the ink, the paper, or my breath. Deceived and betrayed until there was nothing left. Held me with a false love in my bed, then denied it like it was all in my head. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. Magic moments we once shared instantly turned to darkness. When you denied us having any happiness, we were living two lives, many lies, and I was in love the whole damn time. Coming over my house, leaving after sex, just to find out all along I was your ex. And you had plans, yeah, for another rest. You're dead. You used me and abused me, walked all over me, then turned on me, lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. Who are you? Turned on me, he lied to me, said you would die for me, then in front of folks said you never knew me. Who are you?
Again, you are listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, where I play music that just moves me in the moment from some great, great talents from here in Las Vegas, Seattle, Washington, where I'm from, across the United States, and even around the globe. In this last set, I played Sam Hankins with his new piece, It's Okay, going into Dave Schecker with Memories Never Die, My Family Black Stacks with Hope Dealer, Montana Skies with Lift, and closing out the set with Mother's Favorite Child with a piece called Who Are You featuring Von Willis. I hope you're doing well. I hope this Saturday you can just relax and, you know, do what it is that you just feel that you need to do this day. I am so grateful that I have a job now that is kind of a 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, so I get weekends off, and I take advantage of the time off. I take advantage of having the job because I feel very, very blessed to have the job. But my weekends, you know, I work on my Lady Flavor project. Sometimes I take a nap. Sometimes I chill with some Netflix, you know, but the beautiful thing about my world is I kind of call the shots on how I want things to go down in my world. Of course, when it comes to my job, I got to do what I do, you know, on my job. But life is actually pretty good, and I have to always stop and remember that my life is pretty, pretty good. So I hope that you have that ability to, you know, just sit back and say, you know, life isn't so bad, you know. And maybe you might need to work on changing your perspective and how you view some things. That's one thing that I've taken the opportunity of this past year to do is, you know, looking at my life. And is it in how I'm looking at it that caused the problem? Or, you know, did I need to step away from some people? Whatever it is, we can always change the outcome. We can always change the outcome by just viewing it from a different perspective and seeing it in a different light. So today I, you know, really am thinking about how to be more connected to people. You know, I really want, you know, to show my support. And I know I am a small fish in a big pond of internet radio show hosts, but I really want people to feel that I really believe in them, that I love supporting them in my little corner down here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, there are people that are paying attention, and, you know, they may grow some new fans. You know, they may grow a new following from people that are listening to Flavors Lounge Radio. So again, if you want to be heard on Flavors Lounge, get at me at flavorslounge@gmail.com. I'm back to listening to my motivational videos and the other day, and it's a message that I've heard time and time again. But you know how you can hear something and just depending on where you're at in your life, it resonates even more. You know, that 100th time that you heard it or whatever, you know. And it said, for us to grow what we're doing, we have, you know, we need others to do what we do. And the bottom line is, that's real. You know, we need others to do what we do. What I do here on internet radio, I need the independent artists to send me their music. What I do on YouTube or on my blog at flavornews.com, I need listeners, I need readers, you know, to follow me. And so we need others to do what we do. And we need to put ourselves in front of people that are going to appreciate what we're doing. I think it's always fine to tweak and possibly change, you know. I think that's the beautiful thing about being a creative person is that we can always, you know, change it up. We don't have to kind of do it the same. If it doesn't make sense, we can redefine it. We can, you know, make some changes. And I think that's something to pay attention to. If what you're doing is not working, you know, step back and look at it and decide what it is that you can do differently, because we need each other. We do. We need each other to take this to another level. We need each other to grow our following. You know, whatever the reason why we're doing what we do, because many people are doing it for many different reasons, we need others to help us get there. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to make some kind of post that I can post everywhere, like, let's get connected. It's interesting to have so many numbers on the different social media, right? And how many people are we really, really connected to out of those numbers? And with Facebook, it makes no sense to me how you could have 5,000 people, but you only see possibly 200 of their posts. There's many people that I know in person. I don't see their posts, you know? And it has to take me thinking, oh, let me go check out what they might be posting, which is rare. It is rare that I'll do that. But, you know, I see very few people's posts, and I'm definitely not seeing creativity being posted, and that's kind of frustrating for me. But, you know, I'm just going to trust that as this pandemic lifts, you know, I'm going to get connected to some amazing, amazing creative talents that I can talk about, that I can have conversations with, that I can interview, that I can write about, that I can just support, because it feels good to do that. So I'm going to jump in and play some more music. And just, I'm happy to be here. I'm sitting here still sipping on my coffee and, you know, digging the music that I'm playing. So I hope that you're digging it and scrolling down my list to see which direction I want to go. I'm going to play a piece by Matt Newsom. It's called Invisible.
Emotions on high. You can see it in my eyes. Every time she walks by, her love has got me hypnotized. And I want to let her know just how I feel. Smile like the summer, mind like no other, body of a lover, the type that keeps her loving undercover. And I wanna let her know that I'm for real. But she don't even notice me. It's the simple thing that makes me wanna be with you. I guess you'll never know. I guess you'll never know. If my heart first beat, as she's looking right for me, like I'm invisible. Like I'm invisible. I knew it from the first time she walked my way. She had me all choked up, lips moved, can't speak, cause I was so lost. Couldn't find the words to say. Now is the time to get close and personal. We shared a few words, but I was truly caught up. I never asked for her name. I guess you'll never know. I guess you'll never know. If my heart first beat, as she's looking right for me, like I'm invisible. Like I'm invisible. Why can't she see that I'm who she really needs? I guess you'll never know. Oh, 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 oh. I guess you'll never know. If my heart first beat, as she's looking right for me, like I'm invisible. Like I'm invisible.
from digging you. I can't think of anyone that makes me feel this way, baby. The way that you look at me, you really got me. It's more than a face to me, it feels so real to me. So I'm craving your affection. So much to say to you, the things that we could do. But I need your attention, so I ask you now, won't you come and chill with me? If it's not too much, change your plans for me. Baby, you got me feeling. I want you to come stay the night. Can stay up till the sunrise.
I'll be taking me, keep me company.
I swear it will be worth your while.
Oh baby, you got me feeling.
You definitely got me. You and me, we share this chemistry. It's something that's so deep to me. As long as I'm by your side, I know that I'll be fine. You give me such a vibe, a feeling I can't describe. And I want you more than ever, so if it's not too much, stay the night with me. Ooh.
Baby, you got me feeling.
I want you to come stay the night. We can stay up until the sunrise.
Tell me you stay with me, keep me company.
I swear it will be worth your time.
Baby, you got me.
You definitely got me.
Just keep on walking through the fire. fingertips to my skin, treating until prepared to absorb his colors, stretching wide the canvas of my soul across the easel of abandonment. He designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me. Limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center brush stroke shades, reds of passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Colors inside again and with strokes passive and strokes aggressive, the canvas of my soul oozing shades and dimensions and hues from lips now painted saffron seduction, chartreuse with envy of those he stroked before with wholeness in every dip, the purple indigo of my spirit, the oil to blend the brush to canvas. Nearing completion of his perfection, he again dips his brush in with strokes sure and strokes steady, fashion my ears to hear the rhythm of the love songs of we, my nose to inhale the intoxication of him till I'm my eyes crystal and pure behind the love lust in his, as he with brush strokes determined them. Brushstrokes deliberate, swirl and slide and blend and mesh till dip into my colors again and again. My colors once his colors, now brush mingle to create our colors, sure and fast until my body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until our colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies, and the sensuality of us masterpiece completed. He created me beautiful.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
My daddy told me he loved me. He told me I was the best. He worked real hard for his family, sometimes two jobs. My daddy told me he loved me. He gave me his gift of song. I didn't need to find a man to be my daddy, 'cause I had one. My mommy told me she loved me. She told me I was the smartest girl in the world. She taught me to have an opinion, to look beneath the surface. A strong one.
I was just sitting here thinking about the power of music and how it can set a tone for a moment or send a message out and how we should view life. That's the beauty of, you know, music and art, is that it can have a variety of messages. And I think when music is done really, really well, it's something to be cherished and valued for whatever it brings into your life. I know that when I'm exercising, there's a certain type of music that I listen to. When I'm feeling like I'm in love, there's a certain tone I want to hear. And when there's a time for a message to be told, there's music out there that can bring that message that you need in that moment. In this last set, I played Matt Newsom with Invisible, going into You Got Me by Sheldon Butler. And then You'll Find Your Way by Dahara, going into Neo Soldier with Color, and closing out this set with Coley Williams with Black Love. I hope you are just relaxing on this Saturday morning, afternoon, evening, depending on where you are. I hope this music is just taking you someplace that just brings you into a good space. Music can do that. You know, music is so very, very powerful, and I'm blessed to be on the air to be able to bring you a variety of music. I do indie music. I do indie music, and when I say indie music, that means the talents that you hear on my show are basically doing it by themselves. You know, they're coming up with the money to go into the studio. They're writing their own lyrics. They're creating their own music, and I respect that so very much. You know, not having the big budget, you know, to do it on a larger level. But the bottom line is, so many of the mainstream artists, they were, you know, somebody just doing like what these artists are doing, you know, singing at smaller venues or whatever it is, pressing their own CDs, and just, you know, doing what they do. And some people started really digging their vibe or whatever, getting behind them, and they became more popular and more popular. And, you know, this is just my way of showing support. I really love talking about the artists. So you'll find that the more that I know about an artist, the more I will talk about them. When they have new projects, I'm blessed to have broken new music on my radio shows. And, you know, I want you to check them out. If you're digging their vibe, check them out. I've been talking about this a lot since I've been back on the air, but I remember the day when, back in Seattle, you know, we used to go to venues and just by word of mouth said, hey, let's meet up. You know, we would go to concerts and pack, you know, concerts just by word of mouth. It wasn't about the internet and trying to spread the word and, you know, being so competitive and this and that. Maybe there just weren't more options back then, but it was a good time. It was a good time. People came together and just partied and had a great time, you know, and I kind of miss all of that, where we would get on the phone and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be here, you know, so let's meet up, let's get a bite to eat, let's go dancing, whatever. And I think that we could get back to some of that. But the thing is we need to be connected, you know, and that's kind of the topic of my show today. Let's get connected. The thing is that we need each other to grow what we do. If you're a small business owner, you need people to help spread the word about your small business so you can grow and thrive. You know, and it's so doable. You know, when somebody tells me that they love a restaurant, trust and believe, when I have the opportunity and in the mood for that, I have driven to places just because somebody, you know, put a review about it that, you know, I'm following, you know. So Instagram is a great place to find out about, you know, little hole-in-the-wall restaurants and stuff. You know, Sparkle on Facebook, she's Oh, her business is called Urban something. I apologize, Sparkle. But whenever she puts up a review of a place that she's supporting and she supports black businesses, I'll go check it out. You know, I've gone to a Toll House cookie place up on Craig's Road or whatever it's called. You know, I've gone to Sofu Young and different places, you know, because I've seen her post up about it. So word of mouth is a powerful tool, and I think we should utilize that a little bit more. But we've got to get connected with each other. One of the things in getting connected, you have to have really good people skills. You know, you have to have a way of engaging people that they want to pay attention. You know, I used to say this all the time when I first started really getting into coaching independent artists is, you know, people aren't going to just all of a sudden appear at your doorstep and say, hey, I want to get to know you more. You know, you've got to be able to get out there and engage. And when I say get out there, it may be in person, it may be on the internet, you know, but you have to have the capability of being somebody that people want to get to know. I think there is something to people that are kind of shy and introverted, that have amazing talents and that are a mystery, but then that means they have a team that kind of helps get them out there, you know, and to spread the word about who they are and what they're doing. There's people that believe in them, and that's what you need too. You need people to believe in you. And when people feel that they are a part of something, those are the people that tend to share more and more about who you are and what you have to offer for an experience. I talk about experience a lot because that's really what it comes down to when we go to a restaurant. It's the experience of the food, the atmosphere, the company, whatever. When you are listening to music, it's the experience. What is that music bringing into your life? When you're going to a show, it's about the visuals, the sounds, the colors, whatever. It's about the experience. When you spend time with friends and family, when you're at a job, it's about the experience, right? So really think about what kind of experience are you bringing into other people's worlds? I want to play a little bit more music before the show is over. Which direction do I want to go? I want to play this song. I haven't played it in a while. This is Brian Christopher with I Was Wrong.
Wrong, baby. I would need you back. To make you feel this is all your fault, and you need to explain. Walk away while you were speaking, because I refuse to stay. 'Cause you were busy trying to work it out, to not give up without a fight. You were determined to make things better, babe.
Yes, you were, yeah.
But I was busy on some other shit. When things got rough, I didn't handle it. I should've just stood right in there, babe. But now you're gone, and I know give our love a chance to grow, to live. I was so selfish, babe.
So selfish.
To act like you weren't there for me,
and had no more love to give. By me when life got thick,
yeah,
when friends would tell you girls are hell with him, you wouldn't even listen to what they say, just kept on loving me. And I refused to communicate, just to prove my point I'd push you away. Believe me, I would change it all if I change it all, but now you're gone and I know. Wrong to doubt your love. I know. I was wrong to cheat on you. Break your heart.
Should've never walked
away.
Do anything to make you stay.
Oh yeah.
reunion.
What the OJ saying? Eddie LaVert.
Eddie LaVert.
What the OJ saying?
Eddie LaVert.
What the OJ saying?
I want to thank everyone who tune in to listen to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. You're helping me grow my audience and get my brand back here on internet radio, and I appreciate you. In this last set, I played Brian Christopher with I Was Wrong, going into Patrick Yandel with Mr. Fat Cat, and closing out this set with Nichelle Coven with Family Reunion. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I play. I try to play a variety of music and just not one genre. I like to blend. You'll find it's a melting pot on Flavors Lounge Radio. Sometimes I'll go in the direction of, you know, with a certain mood or genre, and I will do that. But majority of the time, I try to blend the music from artists all across the United States and around the world, from all walks of life and all genres. I like to blend it just because I want to give you an experience, a music that maybe you would have never listened to if you hadn't come to Flavors Lounge Radio. So I'm getting ready to close out this show. I want to play one last piece. And this is going to be by a young man that I love, love, love so very much back home in Seattle, Washington. I'm sitting here looking at his artwork on my wall. This is Delton Sun with Revolution. Take care. God bless. And have a great, great Saturday.
Find out why you wanna point your guns at me. Knowing that you're nothing but a wannabe. Homie, I'm your brother, not your enemy. Plus you know you're way too dumb to see. Messing with them streets can have you stressing. And man, it's plain to see. Maybe you should take a new direction. Cause guns don't come for free.
We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. Start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution.
Lady got the academic scholarship. Went to Spelman College standing on the strip. Ran into a brother on the grimy tip. Got up in the end, now she's forced to strip. Seeking pharmaceutical solutions, man, it's way too deep. Maybe she should start a revolution. Let's just wait and see. She prayed for nights about it, but it didn't make things all good. And she can cry about it. And the system wish she would. She just threw her life away.
Start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution. We need to start a revolution. I'm talking about a revolution.